she learned, she knew how to do it. And why they called them spiders, I'll never know. I had one for a long time, but it got all broke up. We watered the chickens in it out in the yard.
On the two-story house, you know. On a two-story house, to get from the first floor to the second floor, what would you have?
I don't know. I never had one.
Well, you'd walk up to the...
Oh, the stairs?
Uh-huh. And to get from the porch to the ground, you'd have...
I don't know.
What did y'all have to get down from the porch to the ground? You'd have some...
You'll have to answer that yourself.
Well, would you call them stairs if they're outside?
Well, I guess you could, or steps. I don't know what you'd call them.
Did you ever hear an old-fashioned name for a porch?
Oh, my God, yes. Veranda. In the gallery. Mm-hmm. Veranda now, I don't know where that come in at, but they had verandas and they had galleries.
What's the difference?
It's just a porch.
On the fireplace, the thing that the smoke goes up through.
Chimney.
And the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
That's a hearth. The hearth.
What about the things that you set the wood on?
Well, it's a dog iron or and iron, that's all I can tell you.
Which did y'all used to call it?
We called it the dog iron, but Papa'd say the and iron a lot.
And the thing up above the fireplace?
That's a mantle. Mm-hmm. It's a mantle.
And if you were going to start a fire, what kind of wood would you?
Well, you'd get you some fat lighter splinters and put it on there and put you some fat lighter on it and then put your oak wood on top on the andirons, on the dog irons.
What did you call, you know, you could take a big piece of wood, set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace and maybe burn all night?
Yeah, sometimes it would burn all night.
What would you call that?
It was just wood burning, I reckon.
Well, did you ever hear of a back log or a back stick? And the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot. Smut.
Okay. And what you shovel out of the fireplace? What you shovel out of the fireplace?
Ashes, of course.
And talk about things that you have in a room. This thing that I'm sitting in is called a...
A chair.
What about something longer than a chair that three or four people could sit?
A settee. Huh? A settee.
Okay. Any other names for that?
A love seat sometimes, where there's two, just two can sit in it. They call them a love seat.
What about a sofa?
Sofa.
Uh-huh.
Well, we didn't have no sofa then.
What's a sofa?
I reckon it's just a couch.
What did a settee look like?
Oh, I don't know. Now, you know a lot of people call them things out in the lobby a settee. I don't call them nothing myself because I don't know. Three or four can sit on them, you see. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but we didn't have nothing like that. But I can tell you something else now that was interesting to me. They didn't have bedspreads then.
What did they have?
They had counterpins.
Uh-huh.
My mama had two of the prettiest counterpins I ever saw. And I'd give, I don't know what I'd give for one now, but...
What did she make them out of?